it's credit to the club and credit to the system that they've kind of put in place. Great bunch of lads, great coach, Paul Rowley, great coaching setup, great medical staff. Derek Beaumont, the chairman of the club, has been outstanding and, you know, allowed us to do our own thing and, you know, capitalise on the players that we've got. I think that's just showing our performance that we've what those things that have been put in place have enabled us to achieve.
As for the final, it was obviously, with it being Featherstone, it's a bit of a rivalry now, isn't it? So it would have been an aggressive game. How did you find it?
Yeah, they've done well all year. They've got good players and they're a good team. They've had not a very good time this year. They've had a couple of knocks at the club. But that doesn't take away how good they are and how good some of their players are. But it wasn't, we weren't really worried about that. From the off, it was just about performing as a concentrate on what we do. If we performed and we did our things right, then we were going to win. We got the win and that's the most important thing. But yeah, it was great to be part of.
In the game, did you feel as though it was one of the better games you played, or do you think...
They mucked up a little bit on the substitutions. I think, well, not mucked up, we just got a couple of injuries earlier on and later, which meant that, you know, with 15, 20 minutes to go, we ran out of substitutions. And normally I come on and do a second stint at the end of the second half. And I wasn't able to come on and do that.
Obviously, you're the UCLAM coach, like part of the coaching setup. So what do you think you're going to be able to bring from your experience with Lee to help these boys in this coming season?
I think just being in a professional environment, I've been in a professional sports environment now for the last 3 or 4 years, and that's something I can definitely bring to this club and bring to come of the boys who especially want to do well. You know, that knowledge of not necessarily being overqualified at the moment, because I'm still young and playing myself and doing my degree, but you learn a lot being around those types of players, around those coaches and those systems, and if I can implement any of those and help Andy out with this club, then hopefully we can, you know, help the boys improve and make sure that we win this year and get promoted.
Looking at the squad that you've got here, I know you've only had like a week or so with this current crop. How far do you think they could go this season?
Oh, they definitely got the potential to win this year. The hard part about this league that they're playing is that losing one game in the year can mean that you end up finishing second, which is madness, really. Especially when the back end of the year, when boys start having lectures and, you know, work starts getting intense, it becomes difficult because it's still a relatively small squad. But if we keep this squad and we're free of injuries and the boys are able to get down to training and actually get to the matches, then yeah, we've got a really strong chance of being promoted and finishing top this year.